You know there's words to this song?
Well, sure.
Do you know them?
They sing it to me every time I walk out of the front door of my house.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the kids line up as you walk from the front door to the car.
I know it's called Hail to the Chief.
Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We come here every Saturday morning to answer your questions about home remodeling and home improvement. It's a toll-free number. You can jump on the line now. The phones have been pretty active all morning. We cleared the lines during the top of the hour break. The number is 1-888-767-4348. So we're here to answer your questions on Saturday morning. We live on a website called rosieonthehouse.com all week long that has a contractor referral network. And while I'm talking about that, I want to make extra special note that if you haven't gone to our website recently and taken a look at the members that are on the membership, you need to. There's been some changes here in the last 3 to 6 months, and we've actually had to ask a couple of the older companies to leave the network. And I want y'all all to be completely aware of that so you're not dealing with people you think continue to be Rosie certified, and they're not. It's a tough, tough certification to get, and it's a tough, tough certification to keep. And there have been a few recently that haven't been able to keep it, and I want you all to be perfectly aware of all that. Now, today, we're going to be talking about our presidential palace. And it's owned by all Americans. It's the White House. I want to talk a little bit about the history of the White House and the remodeling benchmarks.
Okay.
But that isn't to say you can't call in with any question you might have or an experience that you have in the White House or in Washington, D.C. I was actually on a radio program earlier in the week with one of our broadcast affiliates up in Sedona, Chasm. And Tom Tabak came on, the owner of the station. He says, you know what? I was invited to the White House. He was invited to the White House by the security detail and actually got to tour all the little secure hideouts that they have hidden away in there and where they keep the vehicles. He says, Rosie, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Tom has been in movies.
Yes.
He was once like the seventh strongest man in the world competition.
Okay.
Did he used to do security as well?
He does have a law enforcement background, but I think he was actually a vendor to the security patrol because he was, I think he mentioned to me he was distributing some dietary supplements that the entire security detail was using. And he was invited as one of the vendors to come and get a behind the scenes tour of the White House. Pretty cool.
So what year would this have been?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, I do know. Reagan was in office.
He
said he saw Reagan land the helicopter in the yard and walk it to the White House.
So
he actually said Reagan came up and said, "Hey, Tom," but I don't know. I don't know.
That might be what. our state historian, Marshall Trimble, calls that. What does he call it when they embellish things in movie? The editorial right of entertainment.
Editorial right of entertainment.
that might have been an editorial right of entertainment. Now, so back in Reagan years in the 80s, I would imagine from now, probably a little different on all those underground and the electronics that have been added. If it was impressive back then, I wonder what that looks like. Do you think Tom could get us a tour back in there now?
He didn't offer it when I was talking to him on Thursday.
Oh.
Should we beg it? Beg for it?
Maybe we have to go over, Tom.
Maybe so. Hey, do you know why it's called the White House?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Tell me what you think.
Well, it was burnt down and they painted it white.
Yeah, that's right. Get rid of all the char marks. Do you remember when it was burnt down?
That was the Civil War.
Nope. And it wasn't burnt down. But it was burned.
Oh. Remember? I thought it was during one of the wars.
It was during a war. We had to beat the British twice, remember?
1812.
The War of 1812. Yeah. They made it, 4,000 British soldiers made it into the city and torched the inside of the White House.
You know what? I was thinking the Civil War, the Washington Monument. When you look at the blocks,
yeah.
at about 100 feet up, the blocks change.
Yeah.
Because that's where they stopped construction during the Civil War. And then afterwards, when they finished it, the quarry was different.
That's right.
Or was it that stone had already gotten bleached by the sun for a number of years?
Yeah.
So that's what I was seeing in the Civil War. So the White House torching was
1812.
Now, was it the British, or did we torch it running away so they couldn't have it?
No, I understand it was the British soldiers that torched it. Yeah. And that war all started about trying to kick the British out of Canada is what we were trying to do. And I don't know how Andrew Jackson won the whole thing down in New Orleans at the Battle of New Orleans. But you know that battle, the Battle of New Orleans, actually occurred after the peace treaty was signed in Europe?
I did know that 2 years, or 2 weeks. News traveled a little
slower.
Slower.
Okay, so the White House is authorized to be built, okay?
What year?
It's prior to 1793, because that's the year the construction started, okay? Who was the architect? I've had this wrong my whole life.
I'm just going to throw out Benjamin Franklin.
I thought it was Thomas Jefferson, but it was actually an Irish architect, James Hoban.
I never even heard of him.
But George Washington retained him. He was actually hired by George Washington, and they start the construction in 1792. They built the entire White House for a cost of $232,000.
The last economic thing Congress has ever done. No.
today that would be somewhere between $4.5 and $8 million,
okay,
depending on what cost escalation clause you want to use.
So
you can read all of this.
How long did it take?
Well, it took a long time. It you can read about all this in our newspaper article today in the Arizona Republic in the home section, if you want to get brought up to speed on trivia about the White House. Now, the first president to actually live in the house was the second president. And if you remember, George Washington served 2 terms, right? Okay. Then he left office, and it was the standard of every president to do the same thing. After 2 terms, you gave the office up until Franklin Roosevelt. But John Adams, the second president, is the first one to actually live in the house. And when he moved in it in 1800, so at this point it's been under construction for 8 years. In 1800, it still wasn't finished, and he moved into it. See, Jennifer?
Well, and
it's not that bad a deal to live in a house that's undergoing a long remodeling process.
That's a stretch, babe.
They even do it at the White House. Now, look, this house is 55,000 square feet, 35 bathrooms.
I'm trying to mentally do it. That's a bathroom for every 1,200 square feet.
But I don't know. I
don't have to do that. Tells you that they might be
a lot of flushing going on in there, isn't there? Has been from day one. Thomas Jefferson, the second president to live there, actually demolished the wooden outhouse in the backyard.
Yeah, every 1,600 square feet, that would be a commode.
And he moved the outhouse to 2 water closets upstairs. Now, who doesn't remember President Millard Fillmore?
Oh, yeah, of course. Millard Fillmore?
You don't remember President Millard Fillmore? Don't remember studying him in history class?
Even if I tried to tell you what number president he was, it would be a needle in a haystack getting that right.
Well, Millard Fillmore doesn't get near the credit he deserves. He actually introduced the first flushing toilet to the White House in 1850. Millard Fillmore. You'll know. Millard Fillmore. Running water wasn't even installed until 1833. I mean, they had running water in the Colosseums in Rome 2,000 years before this. But our presidential palace didn't get running water until 1833.
Now, I think if you would look, it probably construction-wise, took about that same amount of time for them to get running water to the Colosseum and their stone aqueducts.
Yeah.
It probably took about that long, too.
Now, think about heating a house this size or cooling it. Now, cooling it, they generally just left D.C. for the summer. Everybody that could left D.C. because it's just so sticky and
they were snowbirds.
And hot.
Where would they go?
inland, away from the humidity, and up. So what is now West Virginia, okay, or Maryland. Central heating didn't get installed until 1837.
So what would a central heating been then?
Probably, I'll bet you it was a boiling system. It was a water boiling system. Gas lights were installed in 1848. Now, the other thing Millard Fillmore should get credit for. See, I mean, Millard, poor Millard, has just never received the recognition he deserves. He's the first one to install a permanent bathtub with running water. So Millard, I think Millard spent too much time in the bathroom to have a reputation or leave much of a legacy or a footprint on this great country, because he introduced the first flushing toilet. He introduced the first plumbed bathtub. I think Millard needed to spend more time in the Oval Office is maybe where his shortcoming was. So we're talking about the White House. We're talking about the building of the White House. It's your home. You know that. How many of you have toured the White House? I've toured the White House. It was with one of the kids. I think it was with Katie. We used to take each child to Washington, D.C. when they graduated eighth grade. And we would stay for 4 or 5 days. Jennifer became a master of touring Washington, D.C. No one knew Washington, D.C. better than Jennifer. And with Katie, our representative at the time was J.D. Hayworth, and J.D. got his passes to go through the White House. That was pre-9/11, and we got a pretty incredible tour of the White House. They tell me now it's been necked down quite a bit. More on the White House and your house when we get back. It's Rosie on the House.